Differentiation strategy. A differentiation business strategy seeks to create and communicate to customers slash consumers distinctive features and benefits that competitors do not offer. This enables the organization to charge a premium and receive a profit margin to sustain future differentiation. It also creates a brand identity that spurs additional sales with less marketing. Unlike a low-cost provider strategy, the basis of the competition is more sustainable, as long as the cost of creating the differential can be included in the price people are willing to pay. In the B2B, business-to-business, marketplace, a manufacturer of office communication systems may differentiate itself by understanding what product and service characteristics are most important to its customers. For example, a customer may value staff training options and live support. Organizations may differentiate themselves by type of product or service, broad or narrow in focus. A supplier of materials or logistics may distinguish its business by offering the ability to integrate with the customer's enterprise resource planning system or to perform global shipping. One company selling sound editing software and equipment may focus on professional recording studios, while another may focus on amateur home recording. Conditions favoring differentiation. A differentiation strategy is more effective under certain market conditions. Buyers have diverse needs and preferences. An accounting firm can charge higher fees to clients with larger tax liabilities and complicated assets, while those with simpler needs can be offered an online service at a low price. The product or service can be meaningfully differentiated. For example, in the market for car repair, the process of changing oil is a commodity. But car dealership repair centers can get customers at higher prices because the customer knows the job will be done correctly using original parts. If those advantages are meaningful to a large enough segment, the strategy works. Technology in the industry frequently changes. Innovators will be able to charge premium prices to customers who want or need to stay ahead of the technology curve. For example, call centers may need customer relationship management capabilities. Few competitors are trying this approach. There is less direct competition. Creating differentiation. Differentiation strategies work by focusing on specific market audience interests or needs, called value drivers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a value-driven enterprise as an organization that is designed and managed to add utility from the viewpoint of the customer in the transformation of raw materials into a finished good or service. The organization must align its internal value chain activities, its competencies and capabilities, with the targeted needs to create competitive edge. An organization could use its superior customer service competencies and culture to create service differentiation by appealing to customers who need extra or prompt support for costly or complex products. Or an organization could invest in developing its marketing competencies to identify consumer preferences and value perceptions. Organizations can also use their supply chains to create differences. For example, retailers might want shipments on certain days or at certain times of day. They may benefit from help moving stock onto shelves or building merchandising displays. A commercial builder may collaborate with interior designers and building systems engineers to deliver projects faster than other firms. Risks of a differentiation strategy. A differentiation strategy works best when it is difficult or expensive to copy. This often means a significant investment in research and development. However, a sudden change in customer needs or desires or technology can negate the value of that investment. For example, inexpensive software drew much of the audience away from walk-in tax preparation offices. A differentiation strategy can fail when the market does not agree that the value of the differentiation merits the premium price. This may be because the organization misread the market's interest or set too high a price. A gap between customer perceptions of value and the organization's price often develops when organizations trying to sustain differentiation regularly add refinements and modifications. Some changes add little value, but add cost. The differentiating organization must constantly align its activities and offerings with market desires, needs, and reactions. It must also analyze the financial impact of the strategy, or the strategy will not achieve its profit objective.